Newmarket, reported Friday, April 29 at 4 p.m., 7,286 cases of PCR confirmed cases of COVID-19, 10 new cases, 1 unvaccinated, 1 with at least 1 dose, 1 with 2 doses, 7 with 3 doses, 7-1, institutional outbreaks, community living, Central York, Newmarket, 3+2, staff, 4+2, residents, Amica Newmarket, 3+2, staff, 4+0, residents, Chartwell Barton Retirement Residence, 8+1, staff, 5+0, residents, Eagle Terrace LTC, 11+1, staff, 12, residents, Hillcrest Residential Group Home, 1+0, staff, 12+0, residents, Newmarket Health Center, 22+3, staff, 5+0, residents, Southlake Residential Care Village, 24+0, staff, 14+0, residents, 0 more deaths, totaling 71 residents, 5+ with at least 1 dose, 89.3% residents, 5+ with 2 doses, 86.8% COVID-19 cases reported by Southlake Regional Health Center on April 29. Number of patients with COVID-19 in ICU, 3+1, total number of patients with COVID-19 to 27+8, includes critical care, York Region, reported Friday, April 29 at 4 p.m., 67+19, hospitalizations, 10+3, in ICU, **8, new admissions on April 27, weekly hospitalizations per 100,000 population, April 28, 4.83, unvaccinated, 3.03, at least 2 doses, 107,685 confirmed cases of COVID-19, 195 new cases, 42 unvaccinated, 2 with at least 1 dose, 26 with 2 doses, 125 with 3 doses, 2 more deaths, totaling 943. A Vaughn woman in her 80s passed away April 23. A Richmond Hill man in his 70s passed away April 27. Institutional outbreaks, 41-2, 5 new outbreaks in last 7 days, outbreaks declared at Willows Estate Long-Term Care Home, outbreak number 3, Town of Aurora Elginwood Long-Term Care Home, outbreak number 7, City of Richmond Hill Participation House, Markham, City of Markham, outbreaks closed at Kingbridge Transitional Shelter, outbreak number 2, King Township Bloomington Cove Care Community LTC, outbreak number 4, Town of Whitchurch Stouffville Carey's Place Mount Albert, Community Living, outbreak number 2, Town of East Gwillimbury Parkview Manor Group Home, Town of Newmarket Sherwood Court Long-Term Care Center, outbreak number 2, City of Vaughan Recovery Measures 204-14, 7-day average of new cases 18.7% positivity, vaccinations 84.3% residents with 1 dose, 81.4% with 2 doses, 50.1% with 3 doses, 3.3% with 4 doses, residents 5+, 88.5% 1 dose, 85.6% 2 doses, 63.3% 5-11 vaccinated at least 1 dose. Around the region, Vaughan 40,722 +175 cases, 417 Carrot cases in last 7 days, 417 active, Markham 24,567 +178 cases, 382 cases in last 7 days, 376 active, Richmond Hill 16,036 +117 cases, 229 cases in last 7 days, 230 active, Newmarket 7,286 +37 cases, 109 cases in last 7 days, 118 active, Aurora 4,728 +40 cases, 65 Carrot cases in last 7 days, 75 active, Georgina 3,178 +15 cases, 34 cases in last 7 days, 46 active, Whitchurch Stouffville 3,612 +26 cases, 57 cases in last 7 days, 57 active, East Gwillimbury 2,711 +16 cases, 47 cases in last 7 days, 46 active, King 2,546 +13 cases, 33 cases in last 7 days, 25 active, Ontario, reported started at 10:30 a.m. on April 30 for April 29, 1,258,137 PCR confirmed cases of COVID-19 7-day average of cases by vaccination status, per 100,000 people, not fully vaccinated 12.1 fully vaccinated 11.57 carat with booster 25.28 to the power of 2,799 new PCR confirmed cases 13 more deaths, totaling 12,825 7-day average of deaths by vaccination status, all ages, per 100,000 people, not fully vaccinated 0.06 fully vaccinated 0.02 with booster 0.06 1,676 hospitalized, 255 unvaccinated, 65 partially vaccinated, 1,081 fully vaccinated asterisk 188 in ICU, 27 unvaccinated, 8 partially vaccinated, 88 fully vaccinated asterisk 89 on a ventilator. Vaccination status numbers may not match the daily COVID-19 case reports due to missing health card information. Vaccinations 83% all ages fully vaccinated, 3% partially vaccinated, totaling 86% asterisk data note from York Region Public Health. Hospitalization data indicates COVID-19 positive individuals in York Region hospitals and is not limited to York Region residents. The data includes individuals hospitalized for COVID-19 and those who may be in hospital for another reason but tested positive for COVID-19. With the rapid transmission of Omicron and provincial changes in testing eligibility and case management, case counts and outbreaks reported are an underestimate of the number of individuals with COVID-19 and outbreaks in York Region and Ontario.